Welcome to Riscario Radio, episode 135. I'm Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. Life lessons from a 50-year-old. Last month, my dad turned 75. Now, I'm 50. I feel I finally understand my purpose in life. So much has happened since 1961. Man landed on the moon, the Berlin Wall fell, compact discs replaced vinyl records and cassette tapes, computers became personal and affordable, air conditioning changed from a luxury to a necessity, GPS navigation reduced arguments on family road trips, phones became mobile and smart. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time to be alive. The greatest marvel is the internet, which was born in 1957. We now have instant access to nearly anything and anyone from almost anywhere, often free. What a liberator. Childhood. As a child, I had a lingering fear of nuclear war between the Americans and Russians. What if annihilation started by accident? I wasn't terrified to the point of losing sleep, but I was concerned. The 1985 song Russians by Sting was reassuring, but I wish I heard it in the 1960s. If you were born after the fall of the Berlin Wall, you may not understand the Cold War era, and you might be more worried about today's concerns, such as terrorism. Overall, childhood was great. I walked to school and played with friends outdoors. We didn't worry about knives or guns at school, but we played with toy weapons. I read the Hardy Boy mysteries. My favorite TV show was the police drama Hawaii Five-O, which aired Friday nights at 10 p.m. I was in agony when the schedule briefly changed to Thursdays because there was no way my parents would let me stay up that late with school the next day. There were so many marvels. Life kept getting better. I excelled at my studies and looked forward to a rosy future despite the rocky economy. Family. Someone who'll help me see things in a different light. All the things I detest, I will almost like. Depeche Mode, Somebody from 1984. I grew up in London, Ontario, where my parents gave me an excellent foundation. I didn't want to live alone when I grew up, but I didn't know if I'd ever find someone who could understand me. Sharmila did. We've been married since 1988. Having an anchor and companion makes life rewarding. Our son Jeevan was born in 1994. Parenthood brings challenges, but mostly rewards. He goes to university next year and might leave home for the first time. That would be an emotional experience. 40 in September 2001. Turning 40 is meant to be a milestone. My birthday was mere days after 9/11 and the end of innocence. I didn't feel like celebrating during that numbing time. I was focused on my career, since life at home was running smoothly. For security, I especially wanted skills which were portable, which meant useful in other companies. For example, skills like communication, management, and leadership are portable. And I also wanted skills that were complementary. That meant not overlapping with what others did. There wasn't much point doing what others were doing. This is still a great strategy. I was actuary individual insurance at National Life, insurer for the wealthy. I reported to the company's sole senior vice president, René Trudeau. I also had dotted line responsibilities to general manager individual division, Prem Agarwal. Both listened to me and helped me grow. They reported to the president, Vince Tona. I had considerable leeway in my role, 10 staff and a corner office with an excellent view towards Queen's Park. Having a corner office was a childhood dream. Wrong wall. My boss was going to retire within a few years, and I figured that I'd get a portion of his role, a company car, another childhood dream, and then live happily ever after. In 2004, The parent company started dismantling my company. My 10 staff were gone, and I was soon reporting to an assistant vice president in Quebec City. What a boot to the head. To paraphrase Stephen Covey, I was climbing the ladder of success only to find it leaning on the wrong building. I realized there was no security in the corporate world. Your future depends on the whims of upper management and investors. How do you build a solid future on a shaky foundation? Security comes from bringing in revenue. I switched roles and started helping top advisors with their advanced marketing. That was until I got booted out in November 2009. By then, I built the skills to help you directly. 50 candles. Turning 50 is a big but pleasant transition. I now feel I understand why I'm here on this planet. The corporate world teaches well, but stifles change. Even if you make the decisions, you face compromises in quality and timelines. The advisor world is disappointing because of the conflict between what's right and what's lucrative. That leads to problems in deciding who you can trust. Among the wealthy, the best-served segment, 33% lack confidence in their advisors. That creates a tremendous opportunity. Since childhood, I've wondered how I could make the world better in my own small, lost-in-the-rounding way. I knew I had more to offer, but I didn't have access to the right tools. New tools. Nowadays, you can do so much with so little. We don't need to own factories, maintain web servers, rent offices, or hire permanent staff. What do you need beside what you already have? Your computer, your mobile phone, and internet access. That's so empowering. With social media, we can even beat much larger organizations because we can make personal connections with real people. The gap between thinking and doing is minuscule. What we don't know, we can learn online just in time or outsource. I've written assorted posts about careers to help you see the immense possibilities if you seize opportunity. You don't need talent or permission. You need to start and keep going. If you need a boot to the head, read Lynchpin by Seth Godin, but do this with an open mind. The next 50 years. There are no free rides. No one said it'd be easy. The old man told me this, my son. I'm telling it to you. John Mellencamp, Minutes to Memories, 1985. I've seen too many people, especially in the corporate world, who start coasting when they reach their 50s, if not earlier. They feel entitled to slow down. They aren't embarrassed to say their smartphone is too hard to learn. These sages know what won't work because they've seen it all before. They look roly-poly and drink a little too much when on an expense account. They need help with the same things month after month. They're wary of LinkedIn and don't understand Twitter. They start dying, little by little, piece by piece. I plan to keep doing what I'm doing, learning, caring, and sharing. You're invited to the party. P.S. When's your next milestone birthday? You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's RISCARIO. I'm Pramod Sharma.